Arizona Humanities has announced its 2017 award winners. They include an English professor at ASU, the founder of a program that brings veterans into classrooms, and the archivist and librarian of the Chicano Research Collection at ASU. With me to talk about the winners is Brenda Thompson, Executive Director of Arizona Humanities. And Brenda, first off, what criteria do you look for when you're considering who your award recipients will be?
Well, there's a lot of different things we look at. There's three different awards categories: a public scholar, a friend of the humanities, and a rising star. And for each one of those, we look at what someone's contribution is to the culture of Arizona. We look at their scholarly work and background. Especially, we look at their community outreach and engagement. And all three of the award winners are really outstanding examples of those things. They're intellectuals, but they're also people who bring their work to people at all levels. So they work with elementary school kids, high school kids, college students, and then also adults all over the state of Arizona.
How important is it to you that these award winners are sort of out in the community and not just, you know, doing their work sort of theoretically?
It is the most important part of what we do. One of the things that our mission calls for us to do is serve people statewide. We promote a just and civil society, and we create opportunities for people to learn about the human experience. And people often ask us, well, what does that mean? It's everything that people do. Even us having a conversation on the radio is a reflection of American culture. A lot of people receive their news and events and learn about history that's unfolding every day through the radio. So we want to make sure when we reach people, whether they're in a tiny rural community or in an urban hub, that they all have a chance to learn about the world around us and the history that makes us who we are.
I want to ask you briefly about each of the award winners. Let's start with the Humanities Public Scholar, which goes to Jim Blassingame, who's an English professor at ASU.
Yes, he's an English professor, and he is so much more. When he teaches, that's one of the things that he is excellent at, and he's won awards from ASU for being the Doctoral Mentor of the Year, and he's been a Parents Association Mentor of the Year. But he also does a lot of work in the community with young adults. He focuses on youth literature and also on Native American culture. So he's been working with elementary school kids, doing a very popular program called Dia de los Libros, which is the Day of the Books. And so kids get a chance to read books, meet authors, do activities, and write, see Native American dancers and culture. They get exposed to a lot of different things. And then he also recently received a grant for a program called Red Ink, and that is a unique program that is working with Native American youth, making sure that they have access to Native American authors and poets. And so about 250 high school students who are Native American will get to attend four cultural events over the course of the next year, where they'll get exposed to poetry and authors and learn how to participate in writing and literature. And I think that's pretty cool because those communities are really spread out, very diverse, and Arizona has one of the largest Native American populations in the country. So he's made a point of reaching those kids at all levels.
The next award is the Friend of the Humanities, and that goes to Barbara Hatch, who's founder and program director of Veterans Heritage Project. What about her and what about her work led you to give her this award?
Well, she's a standout. Barbara Hatch has been a high school teacher for 40 years, and during that time, one of the things she did in 98 was started bringing veterans to her class. So when she was teaching kids about history, they wouldn't just be reading about it in books. They would actually get to talk to soldiers and learn about what it was, the experience was to be in war and coming home from war. So she launched in 2004 this project called the Veterans Heritage Project. And what she did was she started matching high school students with a veteran. So the kids would do research on the particular war, and then they would meet a veteran in person, not only learn their story, but they would actually capture it. They would record it. They would write a story that ended up being a bound volume. And then the audio stories ended up being collected and sent to the Library of Congress. So it is now spread to over 26 high schools across the state. It's been a model. They were cited as a program that was considered one of the most excellent in the United States by the Library of Congress. And over 1,000 veteran stories have been collected. And I've got to tell you, they are both heart-wrenching and humorous. We got to hear from a woman veteran who was almost 100 years old, and it was quite a kick to hear what it was like to be one of the first women veterans. And then you also hear from veterans and high school students who will tell you that the project changed their lives. Some veterans never told anyone, not even in their own families, their story until they were interviewed by a high school student. And they said that it opened up memories that they were then able to share with their family and community. And so not only was it educational from a history perspective, it was also healing.
The last major award you have is the Humanities Rising Star Award, which you have given this year to Nancy Liliana Godoy Powell, who is the archivist and librarian of the Chicano Research Collection at ASU. What was it about her work that that led her to get this award?
Well, she's another person who has emerged as young as she is as a leader. And it's interesting because people often think of librarians as quiet little people shelving books, and that is not Nancy. She's actively engaged and a passionate advocate for underserved communities. And she's actually targeted preserving, collecting, and telling the stories of Chicanas and Chicanos in Arizona. And she does it in very creative ways. So she has photographs and artifacts and stories, and she makes sure that they're accessible to people on the internet and social media. So the things that you'll read about and see about may be things that happened 30, 40, 50 years ago, but they let you know about the richness and diversity of the contributions of people from different cultural backgrounds. She also just makes it fun and interesting. You can look at things and not even realize you're learning about history. You think you're just looking at an interesting photo of the, you know, Mexican-American independence queen from 1948, and you'll see a beautiful black and white photograph of a woman in a satin gown with a, you know, a crown on her head, and then you realize that was kind of like a beauty pageant that was celebrated, and we wouldn't know about it if we were not part of that cultural history, but we get to learn about it as we're researching things on the internet. So she's a pretty neat lady, really just somebody who we're looking to do even more amazing things in the future, but she's made history accessible to everybody. If you've got a computer, or if you can get to a computer, you can learn about the history and contributions of Latino people in Arizona.
One of the things that seems to stand out about these three award winners is it's not only that they are making the humanities accessible to the public, it seems like they're working with kids. And I'm wondering if that is of particular interest to you and a particular focus to you of making sure that kids and students have access to the humanities.
Absolutely. And part of it, Mark, is that we know that not everybody has the same access to education. Schools and their resources are very different. Sometimes if you're in a rural community or a reservation community, or even in an urban setting, there are kids that don't have libraries, there are kids that don't have librarians, there are kids that don't have access to books or research material. And what these folks are doing is making sure that no matter where kids are, that they can get exposed to things that will enrich their lives. And we know that the better foundation that you have when you're a young person, the more likely you are to graduate from high school, go on to college, have a rich life, but also to be engaged in your community and have civic pride and love for where you have grown up and lived and worked. It also teaches you about things that are happening all over the world. So, you know, not to be cliche, young people are the future. And when we teach them and give them a good foundation, they're the people that make sure that we are successful and all the things that we want to achieve as a country. We celebrate the diversity of the United States. It's one of the things that people all over the world look to us for. And so we want to make sure that kids know that they're valued, no matter how diverse the backgrounds are that they come from. We want to make sure that they're all appreciated and valued because their minds and their intellect are what our future depends on.
Brenda Thompson is Executive Director of Arizona Humanities. Brenda, thank you.
Thank you, Mark, and have a happy holidays.